Welcome to the Line Life Podcast. I'm Jeff Postlewaite of T&D World, and today we're bringing you more stories of the grit, courage, and inspirational teamwork that it takes to be a line worker.
Thank you for tuning in to the T&D World Line Life Podcast, produced by Endeavor Business Media, a division of Endeavor B2B. My name is Amy Fishbach, and I'm the head of content for T&D World and also the host of the Line Life Podcast. Before I dive into today's episode, I invite you to become part of our Line Life podcast community by searching for the Line Life podcast in your favorite podcasting app or going to linelife.podbean.com and clicking follow in the top right. We air interview-style episodes on the first and third Fridays of each month and also audio stories in our In Case You Missed It series featuring articles that appeared in our print magazine on the second and fourth Fridays of each month. If you have a comment on this episode or a suggestion for a future guest, please reach out to me. You can email me at afishbach@endeavorb2b.com or reach out to me on LinkedIn or Instagram at Lineman World. I'd love to hear from you. Now let's move on to today's episode. Welcome back to the T&D World Line Life Podcast. For this episode, I'm honored to feature another audio story in our In Case You Miss It series, which allows you to listen to T&D World on the go. This article was originally published in our March 2026 field-focused electric utility operations section, which can be found online at tdworld.com/electric-utility-operations. This is also where you'll find all of the rodeo coverage for the 2026 International Lineman's Rodeo Week, along with a special page on our website that we'll be dedicating to the rodeo starting this year. For those of you Line Life podcast listeners who have never been to the International Lineman's Rodeo, the competitors compete in the apprentice division on their own, but once they top out as journeymen, they compete in teams of three, with two as climbers and one as the groundman. And for our March 2026 issue, I wrote a feature on three of the journeyman teams from last year's competition. Today, I'm narrating that story for you to get you pumped up for the 2026 International Lineman's Rodeo, which is just a little over a month away here in Kansas City. If you've never been, I invite you to come out, bring your families, and enjoy the safety and training conference, the trade night and barbecue, the trade show, and the competition, which is kind of like the Super Bowl of Lineman's Rodeos. You'll get to meet line workers and their families from all over the world and share best practices and make new friends. So make sure you come on down to Kansas City in a little over a month in mid-October for the International Lineman's Rodeo Week. For this episode in our In Case You Miss It series, the article that I'm narrating is titled Tribute to the Lineman's Rodeo Team Trios. It was written and is narrated by me, Amy Fishbach. Tribute to the Lineman's Rodeo Team Trios. Three of the journeyman teams at the International Lineman's Rodeo share their stories of competing at last year's record-busting event. As the sun began to rise on the 41st International Lineman's Rodeo grounds, the 290 journeyman teams, or 870 line workers, prepared to scale 40-foot wood poles, rescue mannequins, and showcase the skills of the line trade. While each of these journeyman teams was special in their own way, three stood out in 2025. The first all-female team at the International Lineman's Rodeo, the championship team from Sturgeon Electric and IBEW Local 47, and the Duke Energy competitors who walked across the stage after missing last year's event due to back-to-back hurricanes. These line workers showed grit, inspirational courage, and teamwork, and after giving it all they had on the rodeo grounds, they blazed the way for other competitors on the awards stage and beyond. Here are the stories of these journeyman teams from the 2025 International Lineman's Rodeo. First, all-women's rodeo team, leading the way. While female line workers have competed at the International Lineman's Rodeo before, 2025 marked a new milestone, the first all-women team. All three of the competitors, Courtney Lupinek, a journeyman lineman at Seattle City Light, Cassie Crabtree, a journeyman lineman who works outside construction in the Puget Sound area, and Cody James, a journeyman lineman and foreman for Patelco, all work for IBEW Local 77 in the Pacific Northwest. As three women who have worked relentlessly to make a name for ourselves in the trade, we were proud to be at the International Lineman's Rodeo, Crabtree said, to be recognized for our determination and perseverance that we've demonstrated again and again over the years is rewarding. Our hard work has paid off in big ways, and we're grateful to be given the opportunity to compete alongside some of the best linemen in the trade. James said she and her teammates enjoyed the experiences of competing at their first International Lineman's Rodeo. It was an absolute blast, she said on a recording for the Line Live podcast. I got together with a couple of my really good friends. To our knowledge, we were the first all-female rodeo team, and we competed in our very first rodeo ever. We didn't do anything before this. We just went for the whole Cracker Jack box right out of the gate here. While the Local 77 Norris FR journeyman team worked together on the pole climb, hurt man rescue, and two mystery events, the three competitors hadn't all met one another until right before the rodeo. At the same time, however, they had common ties. James and Lupinek met in 2020 at the Seattle Women of the Trades Expo, an event to inspire young women to pursue the trades. Crabtree said she met James in 2019 during their time in the Northwest Line JATC. Until they all met at the Union Hall, however, the trio had not yet been in the same place at the same time. The three of us were contacted separately by our home Local 77 Union Hall and asked whether or not we'd be interested in putting together a team to compete at the International Lineman's Rodeo, Crabtree said. After we all agreed, we met at the hall in Seattle a few weeks later to work out the logistics and turn the vision into action. The idea of an all-women's team was fueled by Steve and Jane Layton, the owners of Norris FR, and Sarah Langus, an IBEW Local 77 organizer. Norris FR sparked the idea of sponsoring an all-women's team during their recent launch of their Women's FR Valkyrie clothing line. During our first meeting with Norris FR, our team was treated with hospitality and genuine authenticity, Crabtree said. It wasn't hard agreeing to collaborate with a company whose missions and values align with our own. Built with a strong foundation, Norris FR creates clothing that prioritizes safety and comfort and allows us to do what we do best, moving boldly with a sense of purpose. By being the first all-women's team, the competitors hope to inspire other hardworking women to join them at the International Lineman's Rodeo. She gave future female competitors this advice. The biggest competitor is yourself. Strive for more, but never cut corners, she said. Your fortitude will pay off in more ways than you know. Show them what you're capable of and let your work speak for itself. Champion Journeyman Team, Climbing to the Top. The journeyman team of Dan Jameson, Enoch Verdon, and Joe Maines from Sturgeon Electric, California, IBEW Local 47, strolled down the red carpet and walked across the award stage not once, but twice, sweeping both the contractor division and the journeyman division. Steve Leckville, the rodeo team coach and a journeyman lineman, said it all came down to preparation. It begins with learning from the experiences of all the rodeos we've competed in leading up to the International Lineman's Rodeo, said Leckfold, who has been competing in Lineman's Rodeo since 1993. We focus on having well-thought-out practices that emphasize small details. He said the team's strategy to success was to be at your best when your best is needed. We shift into go-time mode starting Friday morning, maintaining this mindset all the way to our first event on Saturday morning, he said. It's crucial to not get ahead of ourselves. We concentrate fully on the event we are preparing to compete in, one at a time. We set aside our egos and remain open to better ideas, often adjusting our plan based on observations while waiting in line for the next event. One of the members of the trio, Verdon, a journeyman lineman and a climber on the team, said he got ready by just sticking to the basics of safety, consistency, and staying smooth. The team and I practiced a lot, worked on our timing, and focused on the little things that make a big difference, Verdon said. I treated every practice like it was the real deal, made sure my gear was right, and kept my head in the game. It was all about being ready for anything and trusting the work we put in. Throughout the competition, he said he tried to remain calm and consistent. I focus on doing everything safely and smoothly rather than rushing, he said. I visualized each event before starting, trusted my training, and made sure each move had a purpose. Staying composed under pressure was key. Verdon said it was an incredible feeling to hear his team called as the winner of the Journeyman Division at the 2025 International Lineman's Rodeo Awards Banquet. Walking across the stage with my team was something I will never forget, he said. We were proud of what we accomplished, but also humbled knowing how much talent was out there competing. It felt good to see our preparation and teamwork come together, and I'm grateful to share that moment with my team, the company, and everyone who supported us along the way. Leckfold said the accomplishment of his team winning the championship trophy in the journeyman division is a testament to perseverance, sacrifice, and determination. I am incredibly proud to be the coach of Team Sturgeon, Leckfold said. Duke Energy Hurricane Heroes take the stage. In October 2024, two back-to-back hurricanes, Helene and Milton, hit Duke Energy service territory. Instead of competing at the International Lineman's Rodeo as planned that year, the competitors stayed home to rebuild infrastructure and restore power in their communities. Last year, however, Duke Energy's apprentices and journeymen were back in full force during the 2025 International Lineman's Rodeo Week, with 10 wins across several categories, including the top team in the senior division of Jay Tipton, Keith Griffin, and Sandy Barnhill, who were also senior champs back in 2023. Duke Energy's journeyman team of Tyler Manick, Joshua Buckner, and Tyler Nichols also captured the top spot in the IOU division and the third place overall in the journeyman division, followed by the team of Miles Bell, Jordan Henderson, and Heath Burrell, who placed second in the IOU division and fourth overall. Bell said while the Duke Energy line crews are still doing post-hurricane work in their service territories at the time of publication, it felt good to be back at the International Lineman's Rodeo. This is our third time competing as a team, he said. We missed a couple due to hurricanes, but we're excited to be back. We put a lot of time this year practicing and did several rodeos trying to get ready, so we've got our fingers crossed and we're hoping for a little bit of good luck. He said the International Lineman's Rodeo Week is a great way to bring line workers and their families together. Just having the line trade together for a whole week is really cool, he said. It's a big industry, but a small world. Everywhere we go, we see familiar faces. I have buddies all over the country just because of the rodeo, and we even stay in contact throughout the year. It's really nice to come here and see everybody. This article also included two sidebars. The first is called By the Numbers, a look back at the 2025 Rodeo Week stats. Verified registrations for 2025 were 5,242, which includes attendees, exhibitors, spouses, guests, judges, and staff. Countries represented: Canada, Italy, Germany, New Zealand, Spain, Malaysia, United Kingdom, and USA. Checked in on Thursday, 3,889. Checked in on Friday, 1,353. Total safety conference attendees for both days, 557. Attended barbecue, 3,000. Attended the banquet, 4,600. Competitors, 1,234. Teams, 290. Apprentices, 364. Judges, 548. Volunteers, 100. Exhibitor staff, 631, and exhibiting companies, 205. The second sidebar is called Cheers to the Top Teams. Congratulations to all the journeyman teams who earned the top awards at the International Lineman's Rodeo. To see a photo gallery of the winners on the red carpet, go to tdworld.com/electric-utility-operations. And to view a list of all the winners in both the Journeyman and Apprentice divisions, go to Lyman's Rodeo KC. Journeyman Best of the Best and Contractor Division: Sturgeon Electric California, IBEW Local 47, Dan Jamison, Enoch Verdon, and Joe Maines. Journeyman Pole Climb, Eversource: Jason Henley, Robert Michaud, and Matthew Danielson. Journeyman Hurtman Rescue: Jackson EMC, Colin Ward, Austin Lewis, and Brandon Carter. Journeyman Mystery Event Number 1. Frontline Power Construction. Jeremy Matheny, Michael Lusch, and Rodney Grimes. Journeyman Mystery Event Number 2 and Journeyman IOU Division. Duke Energy, Tyler Manick, Joshua Buckner, and Tyler Nichols. Journeyman REA Division, Middle Tennessee Electric, Adam Montgomery, Nolan Farms, and Jack Alexander. Journeyman Muni Division, JEA, Caleb Macabitas, Cody Stokes, and David Hicken. Journeyman Seniors Division, Duke Energy, Jay Tipton, Keith Griffin, and Sandy Barnhill. Journeyman Military Division, 249th Engineer Battalion, Patrick Miller, Evan Miller, and Eric Elder. To read this article online, again, go to tdworld.com/electric-utility-operations. Also, stay tuned to the Line Life podcast at linelife.podbean.com or in your favorite podcasting app to hear future interview-style episodes featuring some of the members of the first all-women's team at the International Lineman's Rodeo. Also, make sure that you stop by our T&D World booth this year at the 2026 International Lineman's Expo, where I'll be doing recordings for future Line Life podcast episodes. Again, if you'd like to be part of a future recording, you can also reach out to me on LinkedIn or on Instagram at Lineman World, or email me at afishbach@endeavorb2b.com. I'd love to hear from you and put you in the spotlight. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Line Life podcast produced by Endeavor Business Media, a division of Endeavor B2B. Be sure to subscribe or follow the Line Life podcast in your favorite podcasting app so new episodes will be delivered straight to you. For more insights, you can visit our website at tdworld.com/podcasts or linelife.podbean.com. You can also connect with us by following us on Instagram at Lineman World or on Facebook, LinkedIn, or X. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Line Life podcast.